Well, all right, let me jump on into my opening monologue, The Right Side Way. I'm calling this one Faithful and True. You'll hear why in a minute. I'll say this first, though. It's galling, galling to watch the news and see protesters defacing monuments and burning U.S. flags. This morning, I saw a liberal social media troll who posted images of work crews that were power washing graffiti off the monuments in D.C. after waves of pro-Hamas, anti-American protesters spent a full day tearing the place up. This troll had the audacity to say, "Hey, here's a quick tip. If you can clean something up with a bit of water, it's not destroyed." Really? That's your take? I replied to that post by saying, quote, "Hey, here's a quick tip. If you have to spray paint graffiti, burn flags, damage infrastructure, and fight with police while wearing masks, you're not a protester. You're a criminal." Look, some of it is protected speech. The law of the land, according to Supreme Court rulings, is that the burning of flags is considered symbolic speech under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. So flag burning, it's protected free speech. Okay. But the majority of it was just pure and simple American-hating criminal activity, and I, for one, am sick of it. Especially given that intelligence sources are now telling us that these protests are being funded, in part, by the Iranian government. That's worth addressing from the White House, but I won't hold my breath. Do these protesters even know what America is? Do they know what America has done? Do they recognize the irony that the same measure of protest they levy as they scream death to America on American streets in favor of tyrannical radical regimes in Iran and the Palestinian territories, that it's behavior that would actually land them in Iranian or Palestinian prisons? In other words, you can hate America, you can protest America, you can damage America, you can burn American flags, but you can only do that in America. Because if you go to Iran or Gaza and try protesting Iran or Hamas while burning their flags, it will not go well for you. In the midst of it all, though, I do find myself inspired by men and women who push back. Men and women who dare to set the record straight and even counter the protests. I love that time in recent months when young fraternity brothers at UNC Chapel Hill stood together at a campus protest and guarded the American flag from being pulled down. Those same young men, they were honored last week at the Republican National Convention. Yesterday, at Union Station, in our nation's capital, anti-American protesters pulled down the American flag and replaced it with a Palestinian flag. With crowds cheering, Old Glory was even set on fire. But one man, a local lawyer, wearing khakis and a button-down shirt, he ran through the crowd, snatched the flag out of the flames, and took off running with it. The crowd actually chased him down and fought with him. In the end, he saved a burnt corner of it. I'm saying hero. A group of U.S. congressmen, including our own Congressman Dale Strong, who'll be on the show later, a group of U.S. congressmen got together, two of which were from Alabama, and they went to Union Station with a new flag. They raised it back up. It was not city workers, it was actual congressmen, many of whom are veterans. Good for them. But y'all, we see this all the time. Too often it's the protesters in the headlines, but y'all, everyday Americans are still out there doing the right thing, the hard thing, the patriotic thing. And I learned about one of these patriots just yesterday, and I thought her story was worth telling. You may recall that the Olympic Games is kicking off this week in Paris. But right on its heels is the Paralympics, the Olympic Games for world athletes who face physical challenges that keep them from being competitive on the same fields and track as athletes who have no handicaps. It may be far more inspiring if you get down to it. I mean, these are folks who don't just push themselves to excel at world-class levels. They are also people who push themselves in spite of massive setbacks and physical hurdles. We're talking about athletes that are actually missing limbs, paralyzed from the waist down, hearing impaired. It's amazing. It's inspiring. And they do it under the banner of their home countries as they compete on the world stage. And one of them is Melissa Stockwell from the United States. If you're watching right now on the live stream, Big Rig is putting her picture up on the screen as I speak. Melissa Stockwell, she's not just a Paralympic athlete. She's a patriot, and she values the nation that she represents. You see, Stockwell is also a veteran. She was a young Army officer who was apparently assigned to the 1st Cavalry Division in Baghdad at the same time I was. I'd like to meet her because her story is amazing. Stockwell and her husband Dick, they were both first lieutenants in the Army stationed at Fort Hood as part of the 1st Cav, and they deployed to Baghdad in 2004. I was already there, and I had also just been assigned to another 1st Cav unit during that same time. It was a dangerous time as the Shiite uprising of the Mahdi militia began rising to a fever pitch. One of the most dangerous jobs at the time, I'll tell you right now, one of the most dangerous jobs in Baghdad was convoy duty. Rolling supplies up and troops up and down the roads of a concrete hill. Melissa Stockwell was on convoy duty in Baghdad just weeks after arriving in country.
There was.
She was the first female of the war to lose a limb when her leg was severed in a blast. Stockwell earned the Bronze Star and Purple Heart. For the next year, she endured no less than 15 surgeries. The work she did in rehab inspired her to begin a career in prosthetics, which she now does. But she also got involved in the work of the Wounded Warrior Project and found a new passion in disabled sports. She began skiing. Then she ran the New York City Marathon. She competed in triathlons. And then she found swimming. And she began competitive swimming on a club team. In her words, and this is a quote, quote, "I was intimidated to join the team. I don't have a leg. You can't hide it when you're wearing a swimsuit. But it made me more confident to go through with this. I knew people would stare and have questions, but I told myself I could do this. It wouldn't be a big deal." Does she have any regrets? Does she feel in any way slighted by her own country? Is there any desire to kneel when the national anthem is played? Or does she just use the flag to get her to events? No. First Lieutenant Melissa Stockwell, who lost a leg in Iraq, is the epitome of love for country. She's everything that we would want to see in our nation's representation. She won a bronze medal in the 2016 Paralympics, and she's headed back to represent us as part of a Team USA again this year. In a recent interview, Stockwell said this. She said, quote, "Putting on that Team USA uniform on any international athletic stage, I never take that for granted." She said, "I served in the military. I wore a military uniform, which is obviously a different uniform, but it's very similar. And now I get to represent that country I defended in a different way on the world's biggest athletic stage. There's a lot that goes on in the world," she said. "I choose to just continue to believe in the people that live in this country. And when I put on that uniform and I race, it's for the country that I'm choosing to believe in. And it's for those that have served and have given the ultimate sacrifice. So that Team USA uniform, it has many meanings." Y'all, I say God bless her. And I'm thankful for her, to be honest. I find myself forgetting about the useful idiots who are paid by Iran to burn American flags in our streets when I hear words like that from people like Melissa Stockwell. Because what I know, what I believe, is that there are more of us than there are of them. You walk the streets of America, you go to our small towns, you show up at a Friday night football game under the lights somewhere, or you visit a local church, you see who's serving people at the soup kitchens, you're going to find the vast majority of what makes up the population of this great nation is more like Melissa Stockwell than it is those protesters. So yeah, they can burn our flag, sure, but they can't diminish what it stands for. They can deface our monuments, but they cannot remove from our hearts and minds what those monuments mean. Yeah, we'll clean up the monuments, and we will faithfully retire the burnt flags, and then we will defiantly raise new flags in their places, and we will actually defend the right to protest peacefully. But if they go too far, we'll put the smackdown on them, because that's who we are, faithful and true. We are a nation of people who love what God has given us. We don't take it lightly. We will defend it. Melissa Stockwell does not just represent us. She is us. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, you take a look at her story, man. You talk about inspiration. Goodness. I mean, she and her husband both, Army officers, First Lieutenants, 1st Cav Division, Baghdad, 2004. And I got to find out where she was because I was on the same streets, same unit. But nonetheless, loses a leg, the first female to lose a leg in the war. And look what she's doing now. And look how she feels and what she has to say about it. More of us than there are of them. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.